Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. We'll be here with you for 2 hours today, so hopefully you can be with us from 8 until 10. And remember, there's so much information on our website, so if you hear a guest on the program, didn't get their contact information, you've got two places to go. Go to the homepage and go to calendar, and right there on our calendar, you'll see all the information for today's guests and for all the guests of this week. And if it's later than that, just simply go to the guest page. I call it our Yellow Pages for the Metaphysical and Personal Growth World. So we keep that information on our site for 1 year. And we have fun here, too. We have special offerings for you Seeing Beyond listeners almost every time we're broadcast. And remember, this Wednesday, we've got a fantastic contest. And six of you, that's right, six of you lucky winners are going to win a $50 gift certificate to Food Max just in time for the 4th of July holidays. Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about our Skywatch, and we'll be back Seeing Beyond.
This is Skywatch for Monday, June 28th. A clearing trend begins today. Mercury will now speed away from all the commotion he made over the weekend. Let's see if the weather changes. Saturn and Neptune have been locked up in a struggle, begin to back off from their disagreement, and we get a nice surge of new energy as the moon enters Aquarius at 5:52 a.m. Monday morning, turning on the green lights for work or play. The sun meets curious Mercury around the same time, and I bet the phone will be ringing where you work this morning. Two nice kisses follow as the moon lines up in a sextile to Uranus and Jupiter at 10:41 a.m. This is a good hour for a sales call or to interview. Clear skies follow for the rest of the day and the night as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. Again, good morning, Seeing Beyond listeners. And we've got here with us today Dr. Wendy Lancer. Many of you have heard her on the program before. She's a specialist within the field of chiropractic. And Dr. Wendy uses very specialized techniques to address the structural integrity of the spine as well as the mind-body connection. The methods she uses are among the most scientific and most gentle chiropractic techniques available. Today we're going to be talking about what wellness is, what it takes to get it, and what it takes, importantly, to keep it. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Well, you know that I've always said on this program that we're seeing lots of recent research that health depends more on healthy lifestyle decisions, which will reduce the burden on the healthcare delivery system. Much better, I think, that than the heroic measures required after a person has neglected themselves into chronic illness and discomfort. You know, to be prepared to be very conscious about how we live our lives in a healthy way, I think, is so important. As I've said
so
many times.
That's so true.
Yeah, as I've said so many times on this program, I don't mind getting older. It certainly beats the alternative. I just don't want to age as I do it.
So, yeah, first of all, good morning, all the Seeing Beyond listeners, and good morning to all of the people that I've met over the years who are listening today. I send you a special hello and good wishes for the day. And you're exactly right, Bonnie. In today's world, especially with the baby boomer generation starting to move into the later years, the second career of their life, it's really important to just talk about wellness, because that generation, the baby boom generation, is really pushing the model of how do we stay well, how do we stay out of that crisis healthcare mode and the mode that requires all of those heroic measures, which we're grateful that they're there, but we don't want to have to participate in those heroic measures.
Right, and even the semi-heroic measures. So, for example, once my mother's health started failing, she went on prescription drugs, and I have a daughter who actually, she and her husband lived in a little house in back of my mother's. We let them live there rent-free if they would, excuse me, take care of Granny. And Kathy used to say she was in charge of mother's bills and pills. And that was no lie. My mother had so many prescription medications. It seemed like once they gave her one, then they needed something else, and they needed something else, and they needed something else. And she got on this merry-go-round, and instead of her health getting better, it got worse. Now, you and I aren't dissing in any way allopathic medicine. We both know there is a time for that, a time for an operation, a time for prescription medications. But, you know, my mother didn't take care of herself well enough. She smoked. She didn't eat very well. She ate a lot of salt. I could go on. She didn't exercise regularly. I could go on and on and on. And this is what happens when we don't take care of ourselves.
And, you know, that's really what my goal is for today. The best I can do for today is to educate all the listeners out there to stop you from procrastinating. Get out of the routine that you've been in to have some new approach to your health and your health care. If you stay in your current routine and you have some not healthy habits, I will have failed to get my message across today. I really want to educate and motivate you to make some change in the routine that you are currently doing.
Well, let's have a starting off place here, Wendy. What is your definition of health?
So I want to go back to one of the oldest gold standard definitions of health. It's the original Dorland's Medical Dictionary definition of health, which says, health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. That is an excellent definition to incorporate this conversation about wellness, because it includes our physical body, our mental body, and our social body.
So you should
social
feel,
well-being.
I think what they're saying is you should feel better than okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a saying, you don't have to be sick to be better.
Yeah.
And that is so true. Most of us kind of forget that really simple thing. You don't have to be sick to be better. And when we talk, I recently read a U.S. World Report cover story that was How to Live to be 100. And it was just simply a fascinating article about some of the basic things that all of the researchers, all of the healing professions are talking about, just some really basic things, and it was all incorporated in one place. And so I thought, you know, I'd just try to pick out a few things from those articles to share with you, because will we be, you know, as we age, as we go through middle age and beyond, we really need to think about what we eat, and we really are what we eat. In particular, I'm going to focus on areas of just some of the basic things that I see coming in my office day in and day out, where people have concerns about bone and muscle loss, increased blood pressure, and heart disease. Those are probably the biggest things I see. And people often ask the question, is my diet my friend or my enemy? And just to give you a baseline of where we currently are as a culture, a government study showed that Americans in their 60s today are 10 pounds heavier than their counterparts were a decade ago. And a typical woman in the 1940s, a woman who was in her 40s, in the 1960s, a woman who was in her 40s, the average weight was 143 pounds. Today, an average is 168 pounds.
Mm.
So in our 40s, the women in our 40s, we're carrying, as a culture, about 25 extra pounds moving into that midlife range.
And it's all this refined stuff, all this fast food. Certainly soda pops, and now they're even saying that diet sodas are increasing our weight, our waistlines.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's really important to understand that carrying those 20 to 30 extra pounds as you age doesn't bode well for the disease, the myriad of diseases that affect midlife. Some of those diseases are connected directly to carrying that extra weight, like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, and even some of the more common forms of cancer are getting related to weight control. What do we do about our diet? And it's not, I'm going to talk about what foods, but it's not only our foods, it's what's happening with our vitamins and minerals as we age. Our body requires more of certain minerals and vitamins, such as calcium, which is necessary to protect our bones, and B12, which a lot of older adults don't make as, or can't assimilate as much of the B12 due to acid imbalances in the stomach. Vitamin D is also, you have a higher requirement as you age. And this was a statistic that I found absolutely astonishing. Fewer than 7% of people in their 50s to 70 age range get enough vitamin D from their food. Fewer than 26% get enough calcium. So staying lean and eating right are both critical for maintaining health throughout the years. And, you know, so what should people eat? The emphasis should really be on fruits and vegetables, the darker colors. If you think of darker colors like the purples that you find in grapes, blueberries, the whole grains, and most of your grains should be in the whole grains, low and non-fat dairy products, legumes, lean meat, or fish. Don't forget exercising. Exercising, walking briskly every day for 30 minutes allows you to get away with that extra occasional cookie that you might want to eat. But no nutrient alone can stop bones from losing their mass over time. You must consume sufficient amounts of calcium and vitamin D, or there'll be a slow deterioration. And there was a woman, Dr. Felicia Cosman, at the osteoporosis specialist at the Helen Hayes Hospital in New York, and she's also the clinical director for the National Osteoporosis Foundation. What she found was the need, at 50 years old, your calcium demands jump from 1,000 milligrams a day to 1,200 milligrams a day. And at midlife, vitamin D goes from 800 IUs to 1,000 IUs every day in order to help your body absorb the calcium to prevent the disease.
You know, Wendy, as you're talking about our diet and our exercise needs, I'm thinking that, wow, has chiropractic come a long way, especially a conscious chiropractor like yourself who studies up on all aspects of life. I mean, I've been into your office many, many times since my car accident about 2 years ago. And it's amazing to me to see how many families you have in there. I mean, it's not at all unusual to see a daddy and a mommy and two or three of their kids. It's a very kid-friendly place. But you treat all kinds of things, from the common cold on up and down. And we're going to be coming back, and we're going to be talking very specifically about some of the things that the experts are talking about. And, you know, let's face it, with all the health care reform discussions, what are these researchers and experts saying about the state of our health? So we're going to come back and talk about that. But before we leave, I really want to encourage our Seeing Beyond listeners to come in and get an evaluation with you. And I said in the beginning of our show that so many of the presenters here on our Seeing Beyond School Without Walls are teachers and researchers and inspirers who offer specials to Seeing Beyond listeners to help us to stay well in all of those areas of life. So put out your very special offering so that we can get even more Seeing Beyond listeners into your office.
So I started to talk about exercise, and some of the main reasons people don't exercise is they feel like they hurt when they exercise or they can't maintain it. So my offer today is, if anyone would like to have an evaluation, the first 10 Seeing Beyond callers today will receive a consultation, a free evaluation of the spine, both with computerized evaluations and any necessary x-rays at $75. Normally, this is a $250 value. Please call Michelle. She will help schedule your appointment. You can reach her at 408-245-5454. exercise is your medicine. If you are not functioning well enough to get out and exercise, then your health will decline.
Well, that's exactly what happened to my mother. In fact, my daughter said, you know, when Granny stopped walking, she had been walking 4 miles a day. She said when Granny stopped walking, that's when her health started really going down the drain. Listen, Dr. Lanza's office is very centrally located to so many of you. It's in Sunnyvale. It's located on Fremont Avenue, right near Highway 85 and 280. And as I said, I drive from Menlo Park to Sunnyvale because I value the care there. It is friendly. It is helpful. It is professional. So give Dr. Wendy's office a call, 408-245-5454. And now with this special offering, this is the time, 408-245-5454. Well, we'll come back and talk more about what the researchers are saying about all of us. That's next right here on Seeing Beyond.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650. 0321-6419.
This week in East West Bookstore, Master Voyager and Tarot Consultant Sue Wilhite will guide you by using Tarot on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Scout Bartlett will appear to talk about Karma Chameleon, and he will come back on Thursday to tell you, are your gifts in your blind spot? On Friday, Rick Hansen will talk about Buddha's Brain with a workshop on the following Saturday. More at eastwest.com.
This 4th of July, the Food Max high-priced whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price-checking other stores to make sure Food Max always has the lowest prices guaranteed. So stop into your neighborhood Food Max today and save on all your 4th of July favorites. Fresh deliveries of mouth-watering watermelons, peaches, and corn are arriving daily. Hamburger patties and hot dogs are at the lowest possible prices. And if you're in the mood for grilling up steaks this 4th of July, look for specially marked varieties of Max Pack barbecue beef cuts with a $2 off coupon, courtesy of the California Beef Council, while supplies last.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and I know how much you're Seeing Beyond listeners love contests. Well, Seeing Beyond and Food Max are going to be bringing a fantastic contest to you Wednesday, June 30th. That's right. Six of you lucky Seeing Beyond listeners are each going to win a coupon worth $50 at Food Max. So be sure and be listening for our contest Wednesday, June 30th. And good luck. Welcome back. We're talking about us and our health with Dr. Wendy Lancer. She is a regular guest on the program, and again, her office is in Sunnyvale, right near Highway 85 and 280. The number, 408-245-5454, 408-245-5454. The important thing, too, is that Dr. Wendy Lancer is a preferred provider for Blue Shield. She accepts all major PPO insurances. She also accepts patients with injuries related to auto accidents. The number again, 408-245-5454. Well, with all the healthcare reform discussions, Wendy, and certainly we've had them ad infinitum, what are the researchers and experts saying about our state of health?
So it's not pretty. The number of increase in obesity is up 25% from just 10 years ago. Number of diabetes, people with diabetes is on the increase, and the younger population that is showing up with diabetes is increasing. The amount of heart disease is increasing, even with all of this education out there. Sometimes it's, you know, when I read this stuff, I think people still don't get the basics of you've got to get eating less and exercising more. Do you know that the American Institute of Cancer Research says if Americans would exercise and eat less, we could possibly prevent 45% of the colon cancers, 38% of the breast cancer, 69% of the esophageal cancer, just by eating less and exercising more. It comes right back to get your body functioning better by getting out of pain and getting up and moving.
Wendy,
also, arthritis is a big one. I see people with arthritis all the time. And did you know, knees are a big issue, especially as people age. But just for every extra pound that you carry, it translates to 3 pounds of pressure on the knees. Knee replacements are a big thing that happens later, you know, in our midlife range. So these kinds of demands on people's consequences to people's health, these are the common things, and they can be improved by these basic things. But when we ask the questions on why people don't get out there and move, younger and younger our population is saying that they have a lot of pain, and that's why they don't move. That's why they don't continue with an exercise program. You mentioned that you see in my office when you come in, families, husbands, wives, children. It's because when we start working with people in midlife, I want to do that because the body has the ability to repair and restore itself. But to really change the wellness of our society, to really change the wellness in our communities, we've got to start educating younger. We've got to start motivating people to make the changes younger and younger. So moms and dads and kids, that's where the younger generation is. I get absolutely astonished at the number of kids that come in my office that have suffering. They are in pain and suffering from things like headaches. They're debilitated. They can't even go to school sometimes, weeks at a time. That's where the cycle starts. It starts earlier and earlier. That is why you see so many families in my office. And it's really, remember my purpose statement for today was to educate people to make a change and stop procrastinating and do something different about their health. I often say, recently I say a lot in my office, do you have a plan for your health or just a healthcare plan?
Well, you know, and as I said earlier, a lot of people think that chiropractic is for when you have a sports injury, when you have an auto accident, maybe a headache, but they don't think of it for our general health. So let's enlighten them a little bit. What role can chiropractic play in really reclaiming our overall wellness?
I'm going to go to a really basic principle in chiropractic, and that it's founded on the principle that the body has an internal ability to repair and heal itself, and this ability is housed within the nervous system. The nervous system is the master control center. It regulates every cell, every tissue, every organ, and every system in the body. Because of this function and because of this priority, it's protected and encased by the bones of the skeleton, the vertebrae, and the skull that serve as the protective armor. Because it regulates all these important things, every cell, every tissue, every organ system we have. Another property of the nervous system is it heals and repairs all areas of the body. So when someone is in pain and suffering, they're obviously not functioning properly. They are in need of relief and healing or repair. My job as a chiropractor is to stimulate that healing by stimulating and activating the nervous system. We do that through checking the alignment, checking the position of those bones in the spine. The challenge that happens for people is that these vertebrae that make up the bones of the spine, they're intended to house and protect that nervous system. But sometimes through trauma, abuse, chemically, physically, emotionally, and neglect, that causes the system to put pressure on those nerves and interfere, it becomes interference. And it becomes what the body calls a misalignment, and there's a shift out of its normal position. Now, all of a sudden, that system that was designed to house and protect the nervous system begins to impede and interfere with that flow of energy, that vitality, the impulse to every cell, tissue, and organ system. So when the body is now in the state of imbalance or disease, what happens over a period of time will result in dysfunction and pain and symptoms, and ultimately to the point that people come in and talk about needing relief. They are motivated to take action because they had pain and symptoms, not necessarily because they were out of balance. They are or out of alignment, because most of the time people don't have that awareness that something is out of balance in their body. Sometimes they do, but most often people don't have that experience.
Well, obviously, if we get pushed over in a soccer game, fall off of our bicycle, or get tackled in a real game of football,
all the physical trauma.
That's going to affect our alignment. But what I'm learning is that even our nutrition can affect our alignment.
Absolutely, your body can misalign or get shifted out of normal, away from normal, by chemical and emotional stresses too. Chemical is anything you put in your body. So a lot of times we think of chemical as things that we ingest from our environment, you know, smog, pollution, if there's some toxin around us. But it's also what we put in our body. Our body's chemistry is dictated by what we put in there. So chemical, emotional is the other one. And it's not a far stretch for people to realize that, you know, when they have a headache, they aren't their best, and that they can start to get physical. That's a physical symptom. But a lot of times, the headache can be driven by being angry at somebody, having a disagreement with somebody, feeling out of alignment internally with your beliefs or your philosophies. So those emotional realms and emotional traumas can create the physical, and the physical can create the emotional. It goes both ways.
Well, and the other thing about the chiropractic that you do in your office is that it's so gentle. I mean, I've never experienced even a minimum amount of pain. In fact, if anything, I've almost fallen asleep on the table because it's so relaxing. So talk about how such a gentle chiropractic technique, or I should say techniques, because you use more than one, how can they be so effective?
One of the big things that happens for people today is that they get stuck in this sympathetic mode or this go, go, go mode, and their body does not have the ability to come back into the rest and relaxation phase. They do not have the ability to enter that rest and relaxation phase where so much repair and healing takes place. So in my office, we spend a lot of time to get the body into that rest relaxation phase so that we can promote the healing right there. Then when we go to make adjustments that align the bony structures and the bony aspects of the body, it's easier for the body to absorb them, take them in, and maintain them, because we want to work all aspects of that nervous system, both the rest and relaxation phase, which also gets you connected to your body. Remember, I just said a couple minutes ago that many times people don't have the inner experience that something is out of balance in their body, something is misaligned in their body. We want to start to reconnect people to what their inner inner voice is, what their inner connection between their mind and their body is. We also want to address what the misalignments in the bony structures of those vertebrae and skull. So that's how it's so effective.
I love the fact that you've got a special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners. If you have been waiting to get yourself into health, to get yourself into alignment, to start really, really living your life fully, this may just be the offer for you. It's good for the first 10 Seeing Beyond listeners to call. You're going to receive a consultation, an evaluation. If you need x-rays, you won't all, but if you do, you'll even receive the x-rays, and they have a very low amount of radiation there. It's only $75. Now, if you were just to go in off the street, this would be $250. But for the first 10 of you who call, it's $75. Michelle's there to take your calls right now, and that number at Lancer Chiropractic, 408-245-5454. That's 408-245-5454. If the information that you're hearing today can benefit you or someone you know, just really, please, don't hesitate to call and make your appointment. Again, the number at Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale, right off of Highway 85 and 280, 408-245-5454. 5454. Well, we're going to be coming back and bringing one of Dr. Wendy Lancer's patients onto the airwaves. And it's especially interesting to me. I've never met her. I'll be meeting her for the first time myself. Interesting to me, two things are interesting. First of all, that she's an RN, so she certainly is well-versed in allopathic medicine. And the second thing is that she went to see Wendy to begin with when she was in her teen years. So we'll be coming back, and I'll be doing that firsthand interview as we continue to see beyond.
This 4th of July, the Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure Food Max always has the lowest prices, guaranteed. So stop into your neighborhood Food Max today and save on all your 4th of July favorites. Fresh deliveries of mouthwatering watermelon, peaches, and corn are arriving daily. Grilling favorites like hamburger patties and hot dogs are at the lowest possible prices. And be sure to look for specially marked packs of St. Louis-style pork ribs for a $2 off coupon courtesy of JBS, Swiss, and the National Pork Board while supplies last.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and I know how much you Seeing Beyond listeners love contests. Well, Seeing Beyond and Food Max are going to be bringing a fantastic contest to you Wednesday, June 30th. That's right, six of you lucky Seeing Beyond listeners are each going to win a coupon worth $50 at Food Max. So be sure and be listening for our contest Wednesday, June 30th, and good luck.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Welcome back. This is Bonnie Colleen, and I always love having Dr. Wendy Lancer bring some of her patients onto the program because, you know, I've said so many times on the air that I think that the story is the best teacher. I mean, Dr. Wendy and I can talk all we want to about the theories of health and the practicalities of health and the science behind health, but when you hear some of these dramatic stories of health, the kind of gentle chiropractor Dr. Wendy does in her office has helped real-life people just like you. It makes all the difference. Wendy, welcome back to the program, and we've got Kristen Garcia on with us. You introduce her to our Seeing Beyond listeners.
Yes, I surely would. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Kristen is 23 years old, and she is a registered nurse, a very grounded and excellent nurse at that. And Kristen started to see me when she was in her teen years, because she was having trouble with energy levels, digestion, kind of all things that were stemming a little bit from irregular thyroid tests. She had her thyroid tested a number of times, and there was lots of irregularities, one time too high, one time too low. Meanwhile, other systems of her body were starting to be affected. So when I started working with her, our focus was on balancing her overall body and her overall health.
Well, Kristen, it is so good to have you here with us, and I don't think you were able to hear me because you're not in our listening area, although I got to tell you, if you want to start listening to Seeing Beyond, we're now streamed live on KESTradio.com, so next time Dr. Wendy is on, you can hear her live and any of our other inspiring guests. It's good to have you here, Kristen. Welcome.
Thank you.
So it is great to have you. You know, as I was reading this tiny little bio that Wendy sent me about you, I was intrigued by two things. I want to start with the first one, and that is it said that you had kind of an energy problem and maybe even some digestive problems when you went to see her. Now, the teen years are supposed to be some really healthy years. We're supposed to be, you know, having more vim and boom and bigger than ever in our life. My gosh, it must have been terrible to be a teen feeling down and having all the responsibilities of the emotional responsibilities of the social life, as well as all the studying that you have to do in high school, and it's just increasing, of course. So talk a little bit about your symptoms. I mean, how did you feel, my dear, as a teenager without energy?
I felt that I was always tired, and I had a lot of problems with my digestion. My nutritional intake was not the best, so Dr. Wendy helped me to involve vitamins and teach me about what's good to put in my body and things I should not put in my body. We worked on just being adjusted regularly so that my body was always working like it should. My thyroid tests were high and low, like she said, and it was scary as a teenager to see, like, lab results that were too high and too low, and where should I be? So it really helped to go see her and have her adjust me, and then it was amazing to go back and see the results, that how the adjustment really helped just overall balance my body.
Well, and this must have affected you psychologically and socially, because, you know, most teenagers have enough energy to light up all of New York City. If
right.
anything, they are oftentimes accused of having too much energy. So what was it like to be in a group of, you know, busy bees while you were feeling really down and slow and sluggish?
Yeah, it really wasn't a great feeling. I was very active in sports, and I did my best at sports, but I always felt that I was going to bed very early and requiring a lot more sleep than my peers.
And was it hard for you to focus and concentrate on your studies?
It was. It was. I had to do homework very early in the afternoon because I just could not focus in the evening. My body would just shut down at a very early time, and I just felt like I had no concentration anymore. It was a very terrible feeling.
Right. And so I would imagine that you did what so many people do when they get into that kind of a predicament. They have to do something. They don't feel like they've got the energy to do it, but they will power themselves through it. In other words, first of all, you make things happen in a way that works best for you, like studying earlier and that sort of thing. But also just, you know, gritting your teeth, bearing it, and plowing through. And that eventually has its toll. So what got you, a teenager, to take a deep breath and go see somebody like Dr. Wendy Lancer?
Well, I talked to my mom about it, saying that I just didn't feel well. I had trouble with digestion, just overall was just not feeling myself. And so my mom is very for the natural way of doing things. So she said, well, maybe we should get into chiropractic. And we found Dr. Wendy, and she really helped me. She helped balance everything, and my thyroid tests were coming back normal, and my digestion started speeding up a little bit. And, overall, I was just feeling so much better.
Well, and then you went on to become a registered nurse,
yeah.
And most of us know that that takes a lot of schooling.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have intelligence. You've got to have tenacity, because it takes a lot of hours and science and math and all kinds of things. You've got to be fastidious when it comes to giving out prescription medications. In other words, you've got to be alert. You've got to be on. When
right.
you're on duty, you have to be on. And then it also helps to be caring and loving, too. And I'm thinking that more and more nurses are getting help with things like hypnosis and healthy touch and that sort of thing, so that they can also have that really sweet bedside manner.
Mm-hmm.
But talk a little bit about how you view chiropractic now that you've got all this, more traditional medicine underneath your belt.
I am all for chiropractic. What got me into nursing was I was so amazed with how the body can just turn itself around with the help of chiropractic. I am a firm believer in medicine because I do pass medication, but I am fascinated with going the natural route first,
mm-hmm.
because it's just amazing how the body works and, you know, the hypnosis and all of that. Nurses, we do hypnosis in a way where we calm our patients at the bedside, and we can't give medication over and over again. There's specific times when you can give it. In between those times, our patients need, you know, the gentle touch and the rubbing of the back and just the overall calming of the body. And I feel that Dr. Wendy, she calms patients' bodies, and she does her gentle touch in a way that she's been taught, and it really, it's amazing what the body can do.
I would imagine, not being in the profession, but I would imagine it's very difficult for a body to heal when it's tense.
Right.
What would you say to a Seeing Beyond listener who is listening to this program right now, hearing about Dr. Wendy's very generous offering, which after all is a $250 value for just $75? I mean, it includes, this is for the first 10 Seeing Beyond listeners, they're going to receive a consultation, an evaluation, and if any x-rays are needed, they'll even get those for just $75. So that's quite a savings from the regular $250. What would you say to somebody who's maybe even heard Dr. Wendy before and is hesitating, saying, oh, I don't know, my mom said this or that about chiropractic, or I don't know, you know, I'm going to my doctor already, or I don't know, I don't believe in any doctors. What would you say to a Seeing Beyond listener who's hesitating but not feeling well?
I would say that it's really worth it to go see Dr. Wendy, because she's not your typical chiropractor when you think of, you know, snap, crackle, pop. You
right.
know, she does the gentle touch, and you go in there and you lie down and you just feel total at peace, like just so relaxed when she's working on you, and she's very gentle with her touch, and it's just, it's a great overall feeling. And I think when you walk out of there, you feel refreshed, you know, inside and out, and it's a really, really great experience.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Kristen, for taking time out from your busy schedule. I know you RNs work so hard, and I'll tell you, you know, I have had some recent experiences where nurses have absolutely made the day for me by the attitude in hospitals is changing, thank goodness. We have a kind of an edict in my family that if anybody is hospitalized, we have somebody in the family to be there night and day as their advocate, unless they're in intensive care, and then we sit in the waiting room. And more and more nurses are saying, you know, I can't do it right now because I'm so busy, but when I get a chance, I see you're determined to stay here, I'll get you a bed. I mean, that just recently happened to you when I was in the hospital with a family member in Sacramento. It made all the difference. I said, that's it. You're going to heaven. So I want to thank you, nurses, so much for, you know, you're growing with the times, you're moving with the times, you're realizing that, yes, we need the, you know, the scientific and the allopathic on occasion, but we also need a smile. We need warmth. We need touch. And thank you, Kristen, for helping to provide that for people who do need to be in the hospital. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Wendy, is there anything you want to add to this? We've got a couple of minutes before we need to take our next break.
So thank you, Kristen, for sharing that. I always hear something new when I listen to what my patients have to say. But I would just like to say, you know, Kristen, as a teenager, looking at her from the outside, beautiful, lots of sparkle in her eyes, you would not have known she was struggling with this.
That's right. Like I said, she was willpowering herself to
right.
look perfect.
And so many yeah. of us move through years and years and years of knowing that we're not functioning well, or maybe we aren't connected to our bodies enough to feel that we're misaligned or not functioning properly. But Kristen was in tune enough to say, Mom, look, I don't quite feel right. And her mom was in tune enough with her to say, you know what? I know teenagers need a lot of sleep, but you're sleeping a lot, and your digestion isn't good. You're complaining. So, you know, kudos and congratulations to that family for turning things around by being in tune and attentive to what was happening in the body and trying conservative things first. Because they were offered all the other stuff to work that thyroid, but they wanted to try to be conservative first, especially with such a young person.
Absolutely, so. Without a doubt. And I would love to have been in the doctor's office when he or she took a look at the test results when Kristen came in after working with you to find out that, hey, wow, something's happened here. These thyroid levels are normal. Well, what about it? How are you feeling? Are you just kind of plodding through the day, or are you applauding the day? Are you feeling like you're up? Are you feeling like you're kind of somewhere in the middle, or maybe even down. Well, Dr. Wendy Lancer has a very special offering for the first 10 of you Seeing Beyond listeners to call her office in Sunnyvale. Just $75 for a consultation, evaluation, and even x-rays if you need them. She uses a very low radiation level. This is a $250 value. Call Michelle to schedule your appointment at 408-245-5454, 408-245-5454. And again, Dr. Wendy Lancer's office is located on Fremont Avenue in Sunnyvale, right near Highway 85 and 280. Very convenient. All right, we're going to skip out for a quick break, and we'll be back Seeing Beyond.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
This 4th of July, the Food Max high-priced whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price-checking other stores to make sure Food Max always has the lowest prices guaranteed. So stop into your neighborhood Food Max today and save on all your 4th of July favorites. Fresh deliveries of mouth-watering watermelons, peaches, and corn are arriving daily. Hamburger patties and hot dogs are at the lowest possible prices. And if you're in the mood for grilling up steaks this 4th of July, look for specially marked varieties of Max Pack barbecue beef cuts with a $2 off coupon, courtesy of the California Beef Council, while supplies last.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and I know how much you Seeing Beyond listeners love contests. Well, Seeing Beyond and Food Max are going to be bringing a fantastic contest to you Wednesday, June 30th. That's right. Six of you lucky Seeing Beyond listeners are each going to win a coupon worth $50 at Food Max. So be sure and be listening for our contest Wednesday, June 30th. And good luck. We are back. I'm Bonnie Colleen and here with Dr. Wendy Lancer. Dr. Lancer and I are talking about wellness, what it takes to get it, and what it takes to keep it. Again, her number, 408-245-5454. Well, I know that you are quite an athlete, Wendy, especially when it comes to tennis, and you certainly value exercise. I love yoga and hiking. I love exercise. In fact, I rarely drive to the grocery store, almost always walk. It's about a 3-mile round trip, but it's a good way for me to, I feel like it's accomplishing three things. I get fresh food, I get my exercise, and I get my meditation, because I kind of go someplace else when I'm doing that. But anyway, what are the experts saying about exercise trends? Like, for example, the percentage of diseases avoided if we exercise more.
Couple things. People are more – so congratulations to you for choosing something like walking to the grocery store, and you said a couple really key things. You're incorporating it in part of a routine that involves a number of healthy choices, but also it becomes meditative, and that is a great piece to your exercise. I'm going to come back to that. But a couple things. Experts are saying you have a 30% chance of being more effective at – sticking to your exercise program if you work out in the morning, because the activities of the day don't bog you down and start causing you to make choices about exercise. Second thing, we talked about osteoporosis a little bit. Strength training is really important to incorporate somewhere in your routine. Now, sometimes I'll tell people that may not be the best place to start for you, but we need to get it in there at some point. And oftentimes I'll coach people through, you know, getting started on an exercise program. Now, I'm going to talk about walking. Health and fitness experts agree that there's no better or simpler exercise for the body, mind, and soul than walking, okay? So I'm going to give a couple suggestions to maximize your walking experience. One, before you leave the door, before you go out, check in with yourself. Take a moment to tune into your body and your mind and before you even take the first step. It's important to adjust your walk based on how you're feeling. If you're drained, head out for a simple stress-relieving stroll. On the other hand, if you are feeling energized, push the pace that day. Second thing, go outside instead of going to the gym. Just like you said, Bonnie, make it a part of your routine. Or just walk your neighborhood, check out the local trails. Being outdoors helps you tune in with your surroundings, which inspires more mindfulness and a better sense of what's happening in your body. Three, ditch the distractions. Your gym probably has a row of plasma TVs in front of the treadmills and Stairmasters to keep you entertained, but research shows it's not a good idea to watch them. Watching TV increases your odds of just tuning out and going through the motions. You'll actually burn more calories if you stay focused on the actual workout. Fourth thing, find your bliss through your breath, just like you might do in yoga class. Take a deep breath before you start to walk to deepen your breath experience. And when you start walking, get your breathing in pattern with your step. Okay? Making the connections with your breath will transform a regular walk into a moving meditation that has real stress relieving benefits. Just like you mentioned, Bonnie, that's fantastic that you're doing that. The fifth thing, find shoes that are made for walking. Remember that a comfortable fit is the most important factor in walking shoes. So sometimes try on your shoes with extra thick socks, because that'll simulate the feeling of the foot swelling as you walk longer and longer distance. Remember, our goal is 30 minutes. Get goal-oriented. It's a tried-and-true advice that bears repeating. If you have an endpoint in sight, whether it's a 5K race or a 3-day breast cancer walk or to lose a couple pounds, you'll be more likely to stay motivated and consistent with your training if you have a goal. Each time that you go out, set an intention before you take off to decide. Remember I said that chemical, physical, and emotional stresses cause misalignments in your body. So set an intention before you take off. Decide to dedicate your walk to something specific. It might be to increase your awareness of your breath or increase feelings of love toward a loved one or recalling your dedication for your own health. But keep a intention while you walk, and it helps keep you going on those days that you can barely get out the door. You might want to add intervals once or two times a week, and you do that by increasing your speed for brief spurts of time during your walk. You could either do that by saying, you know, when I get to the next intersection, I'm going to speed up my pace until I get to the following intersection. Or you could do it by time. I'm going to increase my pace for 2 minutes. And use your breath. You should be panting a little bit harder when you do your interval training. Track your heart rate. You can wear a heart rate monitor on your wrist if you want. That's like having a little personal trainer on your wrist. Or you could just use your breath as a good indicator. Find your maximum heart rate. Remember that you find your maximum heart rate by taking 220 and minus your age. Your goal should be to work within 60 to 80% of that number. So one day a week you can push up to 80-85%, but most of your week should be between the 60 and 80%. Another good one. Work your core before you lace up your shoes. do 15 minutes of abdominal work to turn on your core muscles and keep them engaged while you're out walking. The next thing is go out even if it's windy. In the Bay Area, we've had a couple really windy days lately. It's okay. Still go out. Here's a great benefit. The wind provides a little bit of resistance that doesn't create pain or wear and tear on your joints. So simple thing, but we don't have that much in the Bay Area, but even if it is windy, go out.
I go out when it's raining, and I don't like to take an umbrella because they blow around too much. I just have a great parka that you can tighten up around your face. I don't look very pretty, but nobody can recognize me anyway, so who cares?
I love to go out in the rain. It's so refreshing, and it kind of grounds you to nature, and I enjoy it. But don't let those elements, they all have great aspects to them, so don't let the elements bother you.
Well, Wendy, I have loved hearing these very concrete suggestions for us, like doing the abdominal exercises to strengthen our core before we walk and doing that interval walking when we're feeling up to it. And then I think perhaps the most impressive one is, okay, so some days we're just not quite feeling energetic. There might be a reason for that. So just take a stroll as you're going to the supermarket or to the post office or around the neighborhood, as Wendy says, or walking the dog. You know, you don't have to be Superman or woman. It's a matter of doing this with regularity.
And if you're kind to yourself on the days that you don't feel good, you'll be more motivated on the days that you feel like a
person. Boy, isn't that just the truth? We don't have to keep whipping ourselves like a horse near the gate or near the finish line. I totally agree with you. Well, Wendy Lancer, it's so great to have you here with us, and I know you're going to get your 10 Seeing Beyond listeners if you haven't already. The number for Dr. Wendy Lancer's office in Sunnyvale, it's on Fremont Avenue, close to 85 and 280, is 408-245-5454. And she's making it so affordable for 10 of you Seeing Beyond listeners to get started. She's offering the following. You can have a consultation, an evaluation, and any necessary x-rays at just $75. This is a $250 value. Remember that she's also a preferred provider for Blue Shield. She accepts all major PPO insurances. She also accepts patients with injuries related to auto accidents. So if the information you have heard today can benefit you or someone you know, don't hesitate to call and make your appointment. And here again is the number at Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale, 408-245-5454, 408-245-5454. Wendy, always so great to have you and one of your patients on the program with us. Thank you so much for having joined us.
You're welcome. And everybody out there, have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I know how busy you are. It was really, really, really educational today. Thank you so much. Hey, we've got one more hour. Hope you can be with us from 9 to 10 as we've got some very important information for you as we continue to see beyond.
Dare to Dream Attendant Services reminds us the elderly